My name is Susanna Schlesinger. I am originally from the Twin Cities area, and I've always been making things my whole life. And I've always been inspired by natural forms that are around me. I used to take rocks and twigs and stones just from the area around where we would live or vacation in northern Minnesota and build things. And I'm still using those same visual images in my work now, but I'm making them out of clay as opposed to picking them up off the ground. I went from Minnesota to California for college and went to Pitzer College and got a BA in a self-design major called Art as Political Voice. And now I maintain a studio at the Northern Clay Center in the Seward neighborhood in Minneapolis and hope to pursue an MFA in the future. I think I will talk about the piece that's entitled Above, which when you walk into the gallery will be on a pedestal by itself. It's a piece that has maybe hundreds of stones incorporated into it, which are made out of clay, and then a very small organic-looking piece that's kind of reminiscent of a flower or even a crustacean that's kind of reaching for, if it were underwater, reaching for the sky or something like that. It's very simple in form, except for as you get to the very top of that organic piece, I've done some pretty detailed carving of little tiny square cutout pieces, and then there's also some muscle texture, which adds the most color that there is in the piece. When I use those stones, I use them because they're symbols of mourning in Jewish culture, but also in many cultures worldwide. The stones are really fascinating to me because they represent something to most people that is a permanent thing, but the stones in my pieces are like river stones. They've been moved with time and changed, and the same is true with struggle and mourning in life, that everything is moving and changing, even though it feels like a very permanent thing. And then the piece, the organic piece that's coming out of it, is growing despite the kind of barren nature of everything around it, and kind of responding to what's there, but then moving above, which is why it's entitled Above. Trees are so often used in, all kinds of art, but in Jewish art to represent the tree of knowledge and the tree of life. And very frequently, or almost exclusively, it's always imagery that's drawn from the Middle East or from places that are foreign to those of us who are Jews in America and in Europe. And so it seemed like kind of a void. So I try to use the natural world that's around us that we should be appreciating here in our lives and use that within ritual ceramics that you can then use. So that ideally we're looking for the beauty and the kind of beauty of creation that's in the world that's directly around us, and not just looking towards what may exist in Israel or in the Middle East. Judaism is an important part of my identity, and so I think in everything I do, it influences what I'm doing. I'm not a particularly religious person, and I'm not going for anything that references a specific biblical sense or anything like that, but the cultural aspects definitely inform my work. And because I do deal with death and mourning and went through the illness and death of my father, and that all was within the context of the Jewish community and dealing with it through friends and family and clergy, all who were Jewish, it definitely informs the way that I look at death and mourning, and therefore the symbolism that I use and the ways that I even think about it, I think, are influenced by Judaism. My name is Susanna Schlesinger. My work will be available for view from May 7 to June 25 in the show Commonplace, along with another artist, Anita's work, and Eli Zimmerman's work as well.